This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said Tuesday there won't be U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Speaking at a White House press briefing, John Kirby responded to a reporter's question if U.S. ground troops will be sent to Ukraine.
You heard Secretary General Stoltenberg say himself he had no plans or intentions of, certainly under NATO auspices, of putting troops on the ground. And President Biden has been crystal clear since the beginning this conflict. There'll be no U.S. troops on the ground in a combat role there in Ukraine.
Kirby's remarks came after French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday that France could not rule out sending troops on the ground to Ukraine and that he would maintain a strategic ambiguity on the subject. Stéphane Séjourné, France's foreign minister, later sought to clarify Macron's statements, saying Paris could send troops to Ukraine for specific needs, but not to fight in the war against Russia. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Mediator Cotter expressed hopes Tuesday a new truce between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas could be secured within days after President Joe Biden said a ceasefire could start next week and last through Ramadan. As a dire humanitarian crisis unfolds in Gaza, the UN Humanitarian Agency and the United States also appealed for aid to be allowed into the war-battered Palestinian territory. Aid sent from Jordan was airdropped over Gaza on Tuesday by the Jordanian army. Jordan's King Abdullah had said on Tuesday humanitarian aid to Gaza must be doubled to prevent a deterioration in a hunger crisis affecting over 2 million people. Jordan is urging its Western allies to lobby Israel to increase aid coming from the kingdom on the border of Egypt, Israel, and Gaza beyond the existing